let me set the mood for you. It is 9:33 p.m. on a Sunday night, October 1st. Happy spooky season, bitches. I'm sitting on this, like, patch of grass outside of my apartment complex, because I don't have, like, a dog park, and I live, like, just on hills, and it's just, like, rock and dirt. There's, like, nowhere to really sit. And the moon is looking fucking gorgeous. She is just looking so luminescent and just fucking looks like a goddess up there, just lighting the path to success. I don't fucking know. And Max is just kind of walking around off leash. I always sit up here every night and just look at the moon, just kind of like sit in silence. If I had a house, that's what I would do every night. I would just sit in like a rocking chair outside my house, like on my patio or my porch or whatever, and I would just rock back and forth and look at the moon. And I like letting Max off leash and just like kind of letting him roam and just be a fucking dog, you know. I'm also eating some cookie dough. It's like raw cookie dough, but it's like the edible cookie dough that you can eat. And I just had an Uber delivery guy deliver it to me, because I still don't have a car at the moment. And I'm just eating some raw cookie dough, looking at the moon. And I was like, you know what I should do right now? Make a podcast. My phone's at like 17%, probably less than that. So let's hope it lasts. It's called On Impulse for a reason. You know, things might not be perfect, but it is what it is. And I just felt inclined and called to speak whatever's on my fucking mind. I don't even know what's going to come out of my mouth next, honestly. And that's kind of like life, you know, like things aren't always going to be aligned and they're not always going to be perfect. Sometimes you just have to do it. You just have to go for it and everything else will fall into place later. So, and I was like beating myself up over Ubering myself cookie dough. Like, I mean, my dad would not have approved of this purchase, honestly. He'd be like, you don't need to spend $8 to have someone deliver you some edible cookie dough, but that's what I needed tonight. I was like, that sounds delicious right now. That's what I want. And I'm gonna die one day. So if I wanna sit here and look at the moon and eat this cookie dough, like, that's what I'm gonna fucking do. It was so funny. I couldn't even tell you where Max was. I just let him like roam off leash, like I said. I could hear him, but I couldn't see him. And I started opening the package to my cookie dough, and all of a sudden here he comes running uphill. Like, oh, you heard that, huh? You think you're gonna get some of this shit. So let's talk about where I'm at in my life right now. I just wanna update people. Max, I am making a fucking video here. Jesus. I don't know if y'all heard him, but he just hacked up along. So, do y'all really care about the details of my life? I don't know, but I'm gonna give them to you. So, there is like this giant fucking deer in front of me right now. Like, not directly in front of me, like it's across the street, but I'm like praying Max does not see that. Holy shit, that's like a big fucking deer. What's deer spirit animal meaning? Somebody Google that. I do that every time I see an animal. I'm like, Google deer spirit animal, and it's usually always spot on. It's like you're looking for change in your life, or I don't fucking know. You get what I'm saying. Anyways, what's going on with me? So I'm currently really obsessed with those Olipop sodas. They're like prebiotic sodas, so there's only like 2 grams of sugar in them, and they're really good. And the orange dreamsicle one is like so fucking good. I'm obsessed with it. The root beer one's good too. I like the cherry vanilla and the strawberry vanilla. They could be a little bit better, but they're really good. I've been obsessed with those lately. I've been trying to start going back on dates again. I don't like it, but I don't know. I need to get back out there. I'm feeling lonely. I was talking to this one guy. And I really liked him, honestly. He was sexy and tall. and a really hard worker, and really funny. Like, we just, like, fucking laughed together a lot. It was, like, just genuine, just, like, in-the-moment laughter, and it just felt so wholesome, and I really liked that. And this person actually made me feel, like, really safe, and I really appreciated that about him. He was just so easy to talk to. So I feel like I was kind of holding on to him, knowing from the beginning that, like, he didn't want anything serious, and he was very clear about that. I still feel like I emotionally held on to him for a little bit, because I feel like maybe it's just me, because I don't get out a lot. I find it's, like, hard to find someone that you can feel safe around, like, able to just be yourself and be genuine and not feel judged and, you know, just, like, feel open to, like, exploring each other and just being honest with each other and having, like, good communication, at least in person. Let me be honest, over the phone, this motherfucker could not respond to a text to save your fucking life. But I just feel like it's hard to find someone that I can feel comfortable being around and not like, oh my god, I want to go home, I do not want to be around this fucking person. So I feel like I kind of, like, held on to him for a while, and now it's, like, really time for me to, like, let it go and, like, release him and, you know, go our separate ways. Like, our paths crossed for the time, and it was what it was, and it was beautiful, whatever it was, but, you know, it's just not suiting me mentally anymore. It's just, like, not healthy for me to sit here and, like, wish that things were different, because they're just not, and they are what they are, and I can't change those things. I need to just accept, like, who I am and what I'm looking for, and know that if this person isn't aligning with that, then it's time for me to move forward. And if I don't, it's keeping me from aligning with somebody that is going to align with my values, and my wants and my desires, you know. And what I've started doing is, you know, I'd get really, like, disappointed when I'm like, oh, I thought I really liked this person, and then it turns out, like, you know, they either weren't emotionally available, or, like, whatever, we just weren't looking for the same things, or we just didn't have the same views on life, like, important views that, like, would definitely matter. And, sorry, I'm just gonna yell for a minute. Max! Maxo! Get over here! He just thinks he's, like, a fucking Avenger dog out there. Yeah, I would get really disappointed, and, you know, I've started, like, thinking, like, you know what, like, what did I really enjoy about this person? Like, what are these things that I'm holding on to so much? So, like, for example, like, this person made me feel very safe. Love that. Like, and I sit there and I think, okay, my next partner or the next person I meet, I want to make sure that they make me feel safe. You know, what else did I like? He was very easy to talk to. Okay, so I'm looking for someone that, you know, loves to have conversation and is easy to hold a conversation. What else? Like, I really laughed with this person a lot and I enjoyed their company. Like, okay, so I'm looking for someone that I can have a genuine laugh with and not take life so seriously and just enjoy the moment. Like, so, like, I take all these attributes that I really liked about that person and, like, forget the fact that, like, whatever this, and this didn't line up. Like, what did? And then I know that whenever I'm looking for that next person, I'll have that mindset of, like, no, these are the things that I really enjoy and these are the things that I'm looking for within another person. And keep in mind, like, these are not things that I want to try and make someone be. Like, I'm not going to go look for someone and then try and force them to make me laugh or make me feel safe or engage with me in a certain way. Like, no, like, if a person doesn't already do that, then they're not that person, right? Like, that's just not who they are, and I'm not going to sit there and try to make someone what I want them to be. Like, oh, well, they have this and this. If only they would have these things, then they would be perfect for me. Like, no, they don't have those things, so they're not perfect for you. They might have a few of the things you like, and that's great to take note of, but just move forward knowing, like, okay, like, what I'm looking for, let me fine tune what I'm looking for a little bit more. Like, I really like this and this, but I'm also looking for these things as well. And I think getting clear on what you want just with yourself help so much. I don't know, like, if you believe in God or the universe or just, like, even if it's just, like, you, like, looking into things yourself, like, I don't feel like those things are going to come to you unless you're very clear on what it is you want. And when you get so stuck on the things and the people that are not fitting, that are not, like, in a vibrational alignment with, like, where you are mentally, physically, and spiritually, like, you're only pushing your, excuse me, I got a hiccup, you're only pushing yourself farther and farther away from that person that you are looking for. Sorry, I'm also sitting outside, like, kind of near a street, so I hope you can't hear the cars that much. What was I about to say? I also used to, like, get, like, not upset's not the right word. I'm trying to, like, find different words for my emotions, like, have, like, a higher emotional intelligence. Like, sometimes, like, what we're feeling, like, if it's, like, sadness, like, we're saying, oh, I'm so sad. It's, like, not really sadness. It could actually be, like, embarrassment. And, like, I think going a little bit deeper into my emotions is really helping me understand myself even further. Because, like, when I say I'm sad, I'm going to respond as if I'm sad. But if I go a little deeper and I'm like, I'm actually not sad. I'm actually embarrassed by what happened to me. That, like, say something embarrassing happened to you, and then afterwards you're like, fuck, like, I'm really depressed. Like, that made me so sad. It's like, no, you're not depressed. And, like, no, you're not sad. Like, you just feel embarrassed. Like, you feel flabbergasted. Like, you know, like, when I know that real reason behind what I'm feeling, then I can go a little bit deeper and, like, how can I heal that? Because being sad and being embarrassed is two different emotions, and you're going to treat them differently. You're going to heal from them differently. You're going to approach the situation differently. If I'm sad, like, I'm going to be like, oh, like, it's going to be okay. Like, things are going to work out, like, a little self-care, blah, blah, blah. Like, if I'm embarrassed, like, okay, well, what is there to be embarrassed about? Like, why do you feel embarrassed? Like, why are you ashamed to, like, be yourself? Like, that's a whole different problem that I need to look at. I hope that made sense. I kind of just started going off in a little tangent there. I used to be ashamed, I guess, of myself when I would sit there and say that I'm looking for someone, because I'm like, no, I'm independent, girly. Like, I don't need nobody. I shouldn't be looking for someone when I'm looking. Like, that's only keeping people away from me. Like, I should just focus on myself. And then by focusing on myself, that's going to attract the right person. And while I do believe in that for sure, I don't also think that there's harm in, like, looking and, like, just saying out loud, like, hey, I am looking for a partner. I don't think there's any reason to be ashamed of that. And I think I'm such a, like, headstrong person, and I have been very, like, emotionally closed off, that, like, admitting that didn't feel good. Oh my god, I just fucking undid my belly ring. Why did I do that? Okay. That I would have, don't even fucking cross that road. Get over here. I swear, he just tests me. I wonder if y'all are like, this fucking dumb bitch, like, why is she making a podcast right now? Because it feels so beautiful outside. Like, it feels so still and just, oh my god, you have no idea. Like, the wind just blew through my hair, and my dog's now laying on my lap, and the moon looks fucking gorgeous, and I'm just, like, at peace, and, like, that feels so good, and I just wanted to be in the moment and, like, share this experience with y'all. I am thinking about my soda that I opened before I went on this walk, and I wish I had a sip of that right now, because that cookie dough is really getting to me. Feeling parched. Where else am I at in my life right now? So, I'm looking for a partner. I am focusing on myself. I am, you know, what can I be doing more for me? And it's not like I'm looking for a partner to complete me. I'm not at that at all. I'm looking for company. I'm looking for safe and comfortable and enlightening company. Like, I want to feel good around someone. I want to have someone to enjoy things with. I'm also looking for friends Like, I have no friends. And I keep, like, getting embarrassed to say that. Like, I have no friends. I have no friends. I said it. There's, like, a few people that check in on me. I'm not saying, like, I can already see some people messaging me. Like, I've got some friends that, like, I message here and there. And, like, we'll check on each other, like, real quick. But I, like, I don't have people that where I'm, like, you know what? I feel like going out and grabbing a beer. I feel like going to this market. Or I want to go thrifting today and I don't want to do it alone. Like, or maybe I feel like going to the movies. Like, I do so many things alone. I go to restaurants and eat by myself. I do everything alone. Or with my dog. But, like, I have no problem doing it, genuinely. But sometimes I want company, you know? And I'm looking for that company. I'm looking for some, like, genuine friends. I don't know how to, like, make and keep friends. Why don't they teach you that in high school? I feel like I have this repetition of finding, like, one really good friend. And we're, like, obsessed with each other. And we're, like, besties for, like, maybe 6 months. And then we just, like, gradually, like, just don't talk to each other anymore. Like, I don't know what that is. And I feel like social media really makes me feel more alone. Because, like, I see all these girls doing, like, garden dinner parties. And, like, I don't know, like, just bachelorette parties. And, like, just go with me and my friend today. And, like, doing, like, matching fit videos with their besties and, like, you know, traveling with their best friends. I'm like, right now, if I were to get proposed to, I have no one to be my bridesmaids. I have, like, my cousins, love them, but, like I don't have friends, like, to, like, share that experience with. And if I wanted to, like, go travel right now and I wanted a travel buddy, like, I don't have that. And, you know, I want that. I want, like, two or three good friends. I have, like, this image. And it's, like, my favorite happy place to go in my head, of this goal that I will reach one day of, I have, like, this big kitchen and I'm inside cooking and I have, like, these big push open windows that are open in my kitchen. And, outside on my big patio is, like, all of my friends and they're, like, eating dinner and they're laughing and they're joking with each other. And I come out with, like, a tray of food I just made and they're just, like, greet me so warmly and we're all just, like, being human and existing and laughing. And, like, I know that's gonna happen one day, but I'm like, where are these friends? Like, I need to cultivate these friends that are gonna be eating at my table at my house one day, you know? Like, how do you make friends? I feel like I talk to people super easily. Like, I can just strike up a conversation about fucking anything at anywhere with anyone. I compliment strangers all the fucking time. And I feel like I have a very open energy. I know I do, because I have people come up to me, tell me the most random fucking shit. They've never even met me before in their life. One time I had this guy, I was working at this Mexican restaurant, and I was a server. It was like my first or second day, I think. And I was just standing on the side waiting for a table, and one of the other servers, I haven't talked to him before, he comes up to me and he's like, I'm gay. And I was like, okay. He's like, I haven't told anyone that before. I was like, all right, cool, man. And he's like, yeah, I just felt like you weren't going to judge me or anything. I was like, no, I don't. And, like, we just, like, walked away. Like, that was the end of that. And I have stuff like that happen to me all the time. Like, people just feel very comfortable in my energy. And I'm very honored that I have that kind of presence. Like, that is something I'm very proud of myself. I don't know, for having. I don't think that was, like, something that I actively really worked on having. I just think that, like, I am such a diverse person that, like, and I want to be able to just say anything to anyone and have them be like, okay, cool, that, like, I do the same for others, you know, treat others the way you want to be treated, kind of thing, right? What is it? My dog is so fucking cute. Like, I don't know what I would do without my dog. Oh my god. You know, like, the cat distribution system thing? Where they're like, a cat will find you when it's your time to have a cat. And I've been saying I want, like, a black cat. I just, like, really don't want a litter box. And I also just, like, I don't really want a cat until I have, like, a house, because I want them to be, like, an outdoor cat and they can just, like, run around and play and, like, not shit in a box inside the house. But today, I opened my fucking door and literally, right, like, I would have stepped on this cat. Right as soon as I opened the door, there's a cat, a black cat. It had little white paws just sitting at my door. I was like, what the fuck? And it let me pet her and everything. Her name was Olivia. She had a collar on. That's why I didn't, like, keep her. I don't know. Is the universe trying to tell me I should get a cat? I also saw this thing that, like, when we start seeing cats a lot, like, it kind of means, like, you're very divinely guided and, like, things are moving in the right direction for you and, like, you're very protected. So, if that's what it means, that feels really great. I can't wait to have, like, my own house and have just a yard where I can just, like, lay out in the grass at night, just look at the stars and feel the wind and just appreciate things. I'm doing that now, but it would just be nice to not do that with cars running by and, like, not having to worry about, like, Max running away. Just have him, like, running through the yard and stuff, you know? Was this a good podcast? I have no fucking idea. I really couldn't tell you. I don't know. I just feel like so many things are happening, and yet nothing is happening at all. It's confusing me. I don't know exactly what step to take or, like, where to go. I'm just trying to, like, be here and be in this moment and, like, listen to my body and, like, my mind and my heart and just know, like, you know what, this isn't suiting me anymore. It's time to, like, transition. It's time to move on. And I do feel like I've been gradually moving on from things and people a lot easier, a lot more effortlessly. Like, is there, like, a little bit of, like, a hold, like, a little bit of a grip, like, or I'm like, oh, I don't know, I don't want to release it, so I don't know what's going to happen next. Like, I don't know if anyone else is going to come out. Like, of course someone else is going to come. Like, you don't just, like, have one person and then, like, you never have anyone ever again. Like, it's not how it works, unless you decide it to be that way. Like, let go of those people. You're gonna find more people, and it might take a month, it might take years, but, like, in the meantime, like, figure out what you like doing with your life and what you like doing spending your time, what you like with your time. What, yeah, you get what I'm saying. I just had someone ask me, if you were stuck in an infinite loop, like, what would you want it to be? And I really like that question. Like, what would I want to be doing with my everyday life? And I think if you take the time to answer that question, you can really understand, like, what your values are and, like, look at your life currently and realize, like, you know what, like, that doesn't really line up with what I want my life to be. Where can I move? Like, how can I move forward with this information? And what do I need to take away? What do I need to add? What do I need to release? What do I need to practice? You know, sometimes it's not always about releasing. I think there's always, like, such a big focus on, like, release those emotions, release the pain, release the hurt. It's like, what do you need to work on as well? Like, do you need to work on communication? Like, do you need to work on trusting yourself so that you're able to trust others? Do you need to get some discipline for your, like, habits that you're trying to have? Do you need to, I don't know, fill in the blank, right? It's not always about taking away. It's, I think a lot of times it's a lot easier to just add things than it is to take away. And when you start adding a lot of good things, those quote-unquote bad things will start to kind of fall off on their own, and you don't really need to force them to leave. Like, for example, if your everyday life is, like, just full of things that you just don't enjoy doing, start adding things you do enjoy, and then eventually your day will be so full of things that you do enjoy that those things that you don't really enjoy are going to be so small, or they're just, like, slowly going to fade away. They're, like, not going to be a part of your day anymore because you're so busy doing those other things that you decided to add in. I highly encourage you to sit outside just in silence or listening to my podcast and just reflect on what your infinite time loop would be if you got to choose. Where do you want your life to be? And where is it now? And don't look at where it is now with like judgment or scrutiny. Like, it just is what it is. It's not a bad thing that you aren't where you ideally want to be. And you know, where you ideally want to be could definitely change in a year, 2 years, five. Like, I'm sure a year ago, what I wanted to be doing isn't what I think I want to be doing now, right? I used to go to hypnotherapy, and she would record the sessions for me so that I could put myself into hypnosis, like, at home and, like, reaffirm, like, those things we were working on. And one of them, she was, like, saying some affirmations for me. And she was like, you're going to be a successful yoga teacher. You're going to be a successful yoga teacher. And that's just so funny how, like, 2 years ago when I was doing that, like, that's what I went into her office. And I was like, I just really want to be teaching yoga. And I just, you know, da 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 da. And right now to this day, like, actually, I am working on teaching yoga, which is really exciting. And I am looking forward to sharing, hopefully, that experience with y'all. But it's just kind of something that came along. It wasn't really like something that I would say I was like wanting to do right now in my life. It just came out of nowhere. I don't even know if that made sense, actually. It's just kind of funny how like I said that 2 years ago and like here's the opportunity now when I wasn't even asking for it. The wind outside is just washing over my whole body, and like I feel like I don't even have words anymore. Like, I just feel so content and at peace, and I really want this feeling to just last. It's so funny, I used to be so afraid of the dark, and now it's just like the most peaceful thing to me. Like, yeah, am I still scared of like men coming out of the bushes trying to kill me? Sure. But also, just something about just midnight, just being here in the dark, it's just like, I don't know, like it fills me up. And I think that's so beautiful that I could just sit outside and do absolutely nothing, no music or anything, and just be happy. It's kind of amazing. I hope you all have a good night, good day, whenever you're listening to this. I hope you got something out of this fucking podcast. This is the most on impulse I've been in a while. Like, who knows what the fuck I was talking about in this shit. Yeah, if you feel like it, tell me what your infinite time loop would look like right now if you got to choose. Send me a message. I want to know. I am going to start having people on my podcast. I really, really am. There's a few things I'm working out right now. I think like a lot of big things are going to start happening soon. I feel it. I know it. And I can't wait to share them with you. And I really appreciate everyone that like tunes in and listens and shares my podcast and follows me and just is a part of this journey with me. Like, I just think that's so cool that there's people that sit there and like listen to me talk. If you asked me in high school if I would have thought like, oh, like, hey, did you know you're gonna have a podcast and people are gonna like listen to you consistently, like they're gonna listen to like every podcast that you have, you're gonna have like some fans, I'm not calling you like fans, but you know what I mean, followers, fans, like I would be like, no fucking way. No way someone wants to just sit there for 30 minutes and listen to me talk about bullshit. But it's true. And it's so cool. And I really appreciate y'all. So, yeah. Tune in next time to On an Impulse. Yeah. Okay, bye.